Welcome to the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for January 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. In this month's Corporate Restructuring Review, we'll discuss five topics. First, last month's largest Chapter 11 filings and other statistics. Second, large Chapter 11 filings TCR editors anticipate in the near term. Third, a quick review of the major pending disputes in Chapter 11 cases that we monitor day by day. Fourth, reminders about debtors whose emergence from Chapter 11 has been delayed. And fifth, information you're unlikely to find elsewhere about new publicly traded securities being issued by Chapter 11 debtors. Part 1. January 2013 Mega Cases. Now let's review the largest Chapter 11 cases in January 2013. Danilo Munoz reports that there were five Chapter 11 bankruptcy filings that involve companies with more than $100 million in assets to open 2013. That's the same number of mega filings in the last month of 2012. One of those companies, Penson Worldwide Inc., exceeded $1 billion in total assets. For fiscal year 2012, a total of 12 companies sought Chapter 11 protection with excess of $1 billion in assets. Five of those initiated bankruptcy proceedings in May. For 2012, there were a total of 64 mega filings with assets in excess of $100 million, compared to 82 mega filings during the same period in 2011 and 106 in 2010. The largest Chapter 11 case for January 2013 was initiated by Plano, Texas-based Penson Worldwide. Together with its affiliates, Penson petitioned for bankruptcy protection on January 11th with a bankruptcy court for the District of Delaware. Founded in 1995, Penson Worldwide is a provider of a range of critical securities and futures processing infrastructure products and services to the global financial services industry. The company's products and services include securities and futures clearing and execution, financing and cash management technology, and other related offerings. And it provides tools and services to support trading in multiple markets, asset classes, and currencies. Penson's last publicly filed financial statements as of June 30th showed assets of $1.17 billion and liabilities totaling $1.23 billion. The next large case was initiated by School Specialty Inc., which listed assets of $494.5 million and debt of $394.6 million as of the petition date. Based in Greenville, Wisconsin, School Specialty is a supplier of educational products for kindergarten through 12th grade. Revenue in 2012 was $731.9 million through sales to 70% of the country's 130,000 schools. School Specialty and certain of its subsidiaries filed voluntary petitions for reorganization under Chapter 11 on January 28th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware to facilitate a sale to lenders led by Bayside Financial LLC. The deal is subject to higher and better offers. The third largest filing in January was by Sioux Falls, South Dakota-based LodgeNet Interactive Corporation. As of September 30, 2012, LodgeNet, on a consolidated basis, reported $292 million in assets and $449 million in liabilities. LodgeNet provides interactive media and connectivity services to hospital and healthcare businesses and the consumers they serve. It serves roughly 1.5 million hotel rooms worldwide, in addition to healthcare facilities throughout the United States. LodgeNet and several affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection on January 27th with the Southern District of New York. LodgeNet filed a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan of reorganization together with the bankruptcy petition. The plan extends the maturity date and modifies a $332.6 million term loan and $21.5 million revolver. Colony Capital LLC is acquiring 100% of the new shares of the reorganized company for $60 million. PowerWave Technologies, Inc., which listed $213.45 million in total assets, $396.05 million in total liabilities, and a $182.5 million total shareholders deficit at September 30, 2012, ranked fourth on the January list. PowerWave filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on January 28th with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. PowerWave Technologies, headquartered in Santa Ana, California, is a global supplier of end-to-end wireless solutions for wireless communications networks. The company has historically sold the majority of its product solutions to the commercial wireless infrastructure industry. Education Holdings One, Inc., estimated assets of between $100 million to $500 million. Education Holdings is a holding company that, through its Penn Foster division, operates the oldest and one of the largest distance career schools in the world, generating over 150,000 new enrollments annually for its accredited, career-focused online degree and vocational programs in the United States, Canada, and more than 150 other countries in the world. Education Holdings, just 3 years after acquiring, using borrowed funds, the Penn Foster Distance Career Schools for $170 million, sought Chapter 11 protection on January 21st with the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware. It also filed as bankruptcy exit plan negotiated with major debt holders. Of the Chapter 11 mega filings in January, two of the five cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11. For fiscal year 2012, 13 of the 64 mega cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 filing, or about 20% of the mega cases. Two of the prepack cases were filed in November, and one in October. For 2011, 13 of the 83 cases involved a prepackaged Chapter 11 plan as of the petition date, or about 16% of the large Chapter 11 filings. For fiscal year 2010, a total of 35 prepackaged prearranged cases were filed out of the 106 bankruptcy mega cases, or about one in every three filings in 2010. For the first month of 2013, four of five of the mega filings belong to the information industry, while the remainder is involved in manufacturing. For the first month of 2013, the Bankruptcy Court for the District of Delaware cornered the lion's share of the mega filings, with four of the five mega filings, while the remainder went to the Southern District of New York. In 2012, the Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York was the most favored venue for mega filers with 21, wresting away the lead from the Bankruptcy Court of the District of Delaware with 19 mega filings. In 2011, the Delaware Bankruptcy Court was the most favored of bankruptcy mega cases with 38 filings, or 46% of the mega cases, followed by the Southern District of New York with 16 filings, or 19% of the mega cases, and by the Northern District of Texas with 4 filings, or 5% of the mega cases. The rest of the bankruptcy mega cases are spread evenly throughout the various bankruptcy courts. Lehman Brothers Holding Corp. remains the biggest corporate bust in history. Lehman, which filed in 2008, had $639 billion in total assets and $613 billion in total debts at the time of its filing. For 2011, the largest Chapter 11 filing was filed by MF Global Holdings Ltd. and its affiliates. As of September 30, 2011, MF Global had $41.05 billion in total assets and $39.68 billion in total liabilities. For 2012, the largest Chapter 11 filing was by Residential Capital LLC, which disclosed $15.68 billion in assets and $15.28 billion in liabilities as of March 31, 2012. For the first month of 2013, Young, Conaway, Stargett & Taylor LLP and Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton & Garrison LLP represented two of the five mega filings either as lead or co-counsel. Both law firms represented the school specialty and Penson Worldwide in their respective Chapter 11 cases. That ends Part 1 of the report. The report continues in Part 2.